If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
Well, how are you? Welcome. Welcome to, what is the name of this show? Oh, I remember the name of this show. Ask the Garden Geek with the Messed Up Back. Yeah, that's me. I'm the Garden Geek with the Messed Up Back who cannot do squat. Went to his sod farm last Saturday. That was cool. That was like more than cool. That was like, hadn't been in years. Oh, hi, everybody. My name is Michael Gross. I am the Chief Geek. And went down, had to go to Fort Myers. But on the way down there, made a little deviation and went to a sod farm that I know the people, have known the people for a long time, hadn't been there in years, popped in, saw their grass plug production area where they're trying all kinds of new things with different grass plugs. And they grow grass plugs that don't grow where we live, that they ship to Texas, which I found to be fascinating. And besides shipping all the different St. Augustine grasses out that way, they also were shipping some other stuff. They were shipping, believe it or not, buffalo grass. They were growing into plugs here. Will not grow here. I remember, 15, 16 years ago, I went down there and they gave me a tray. I think they gave me two trays of buffalo grass plugs. And I was determined to grow them at my old house in Clearwater because I just always wanted buffalo grass. Ever since I read about it and I went out and saw some in Missouri growing, and I just said, I want that grass. Buffalo grass is the only native grass, the only real native grass to America. And it is just so nice. It grows from rhizomes underneath the soil. When you get it, most of the way people plant it are from sprigs that they just stick in the ground or in plugs. And plugs have become a very popular way. And they just kind of spread out. Buffalo grass only grows to about 6 inches tall, which is kind of cool. I mean, I like that about it. And if you have it, it is really good for soil retention. And if you have it on a slope or on a hill, it will hold that soil really well. And you don't have to mow it because at the most, it's going to grow up to 6 inches. And if you've got it on a piece of property that's, you know, a little bit out there and you're not worried about it, it just grows and it grows perfectly. If you want it as your main lawn, it kind of has to have full sun. And about the only thing, it has very low fertilization requirements. About the only thing it does is it gets chlorosis all the time, turns yellow. But that's very easily corrected. And when I say low fertilization requirements, it requires fertilizing maybe once, maybe twice a year. You know, at the most, with a low nitrogen fertilizer, you don't need a high nitrogen fertilizer. So it works, you know, it's just a great grass. Now, the interesting thing about it is that it is very drought tolerant. And you see, I just saw this growing in plugs. I get all excited about it again. But if you're listening to me in an area in the Midwest that this grass grows well in, you know, think about it. It is so drought tolerant that you can put it out there and they can have a super drought and it will turn brown and you will think it's dead. You can actually set it on fire. But as soon as it rains, it just turns green again. just overnight, it just turns green. And it's wonderful. It is absolutely stunningly wonderful. That's how cool it is. So I wish it would grow here, but it won't. So life goes on. They're also growing some fescue plugs that they're experimenting with down there. And I was looking at those. And I just thought that was really nice. I picked up four trays of Florentine Bitter Blue St. Augustine grass while I was there. And I went down there to get fertilizer, this liquid fertilizer that they buy in bulk that they use out there. And I have a friend who works there who said, I'll spot you some. She said, bring me an empty 2.5-gallon jug and I'll spot you some. So I went down there and she gave me, you know, filled it up and handed it off to us. And, you know, we stuck that in the truck to take home along with my grass plugs. I've got a small section in the front yard of my house that got chinch bugs. Got a hold of it, got ahead of me. This was last year. It got chinch bugs. I killed the chinch bugs long ago, killed the chinch bugs. But there's just some, you know, areas in there that I think need some sprucing up. So I brought the grass plugs back in. The grass plugs are very young. They're not mature enough to use yet. So I've got those out on my back deck, and I'm watering them. And plus, we're getting tons of rain. And I'm thinking sometime in September, I will plant those in the front. They'll be ready to plant then. And I will plant those in the front where that, you know, in the thin sections and there. And I'm doing that because I've got those trees out there. And the Florentine Bitter Blue is a shade-tolerant grass. Now, the fertilizer that I got is something that I'm going to be experimenting with. I believe, if memory serves me correctly, I believe it is 1802 fertilizer. And it comes with a big micronutrient package. It has 4% iron. It has some other things in it. And I'm going to play with it. And if I like it, I may have the company. It's a company up in North Florida that makes it, maybe even Georgia. I have their information. I haven't read it yet because I've been busy and not feeling great. And when I don't feel good, I don't concentrate on stuff. I just really don't. So it's going to be, you know, an interesting show today because I'm not feeling good with my back still being messed up. And I will tell you that once I got home, I picked up the 2.5-gallon jug of fertilizer out of the back of my pickup truck to put in my garage, and that was a mistake also. Another mistake also. And today was lawn mowing day, and I wasn't even going to try. I just wasn't even going to try. Got a guy named Bob that I call. He uses my equipment. He just comes over, rides his bike over, and he mows my yard. I pay him. And, you know, he mows my yard really well, just not as well as I do. But anyway, I also this week went in and got scanned, got an MRI. So I'm going to the doctor tomorrow, which is Friday, and I'm going to find out what's going on. You know, I don't you love when you go for tests and, you know, you see technicians and they don't tell you squat. You know, that what do you see? Blah, 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 blah. So I go to see the doctor tomorrow and I'll find out what's going on. And hopefully I can start doing things again before terribly long. You know, it is annoying. I've never had back problems. I am 67 years old and I've never had back. And I'm big. I'm fat. You know, I've never had back. And these are not lower back problems. These are upper back problems around my shoulders and everything. I have a really nice new mattress that my second new mattress in the last couple of months, by the way. The first one, sent back. Got the second one, and it suits me. I'm not going to tell you the brand name of it, but because I want to test it. I told him I was going to test it, you know, for a while. But so far, it suits me. And I find that if I lay on my stomach, this is how weird my back is. If I lay on my stomach and I put a pillow on each shoulder, that things kind of level out in my back and the pain goes away. And I find myself doing that, you know, once or twice or three times a day. Today, I did it twice. And that's how I sleep at night, is laying on my stomach with usually a pillow on one shoulder. And maybe I'll move it to the other shoulder in the middle of the night. But, you know, I don't usually use two pillows. But that's I'm boring you. I'm sorry. I apologize. But I'm excited about, you know, trying this fertilizer out. And then, lo and behold, today, this morning, I came back and I found something. I found a box by my front door. And in the box was a quart of an old product that a friend of mine used to manufacture, a guy by the name of Jeff Williams. And it was the same stuff that he used to make that he called Orange Power. It was the greatest cleaner. General Ron, get grease off everything cleaner. Well, somebody sent it to me, and they said, this is Jeff's original formula, and we make it. Would you like to sell it? So I've got that. I've got a test. And I don't think I want to sell it, but it was really good stuff. I mean, I came into 110 gallons of this like 15 years ago and sold it, and everybody loved it. But I don't know. Anyway, I hope you're having a terrific day. I hope that things are going well for you. I hope things go better for me after I go to the doctor tomorrow. I truly do. Cannot wait to get back to doing active gardening. I have not been doing active gardening at all. I've gone and looked at plants. I've done some consulting. But actual digging in the dirt gardening hasn't happened for me in a while. I am truly looking forward to getting out and digging some holes this fall and planting things and doing all that kind of stuff. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos.
Have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945. Again, 1-800-607-8945.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done. Learn more at trypaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back. Unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now. 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Biz Talk Radio.
Never seen as much rain, it seems like, that I'm seeing this year. Oh, hi, everyone. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Kroos, and I am your chief geek. Yeah, and it is raining, you know, which, by the way, I prefer a lot of rain compared to not having a lot of rain. But, you know, the grass grows, everything needs to be trimmed. It is, you know, and I'm old, and my back hurts, and I'm cranky, and I should drink more wine. I should drink wine, period. I should drink, period. Although, I will tell you, I was in Fort Myers last Saturday. Had to go down there and look at some plants. And I took my son, Zach, to this really cool restaurant on Pine Island Road called The Hurricane. And I got to tell you, the food is good. The food is really, really good. They've got these garlicky cheesy fries, which are just a little bit more than excellent. But they've also got these, and they call them Mexican something corn on the cob. Mexican cheese plus corn on the cob, something like that. I had them the last time I was down there. And, oh my goodness gracious sakes alive. That is, and they grill this corn on the cob, and they put all these different cheeses on it, and then they serve it to you on little tiny sticks, little tiny ears, little tiny sticks. And the taste, and Zach, my son, is with me, and he looks at that, and he goes, that looks terrible. I said, this stuff is just delicious. This is why I come down here, to eat here and have this corn. And plus, everything else is delicious. And the fries, and he's like loving the fries. He just thinks the fries are outrageous, and they are. They're really good. You know, if they could figure out a way to take the carbohydrates out of those fries, it'd be perfect. So finally, he sees me eating this corn. He says, all right, I want a bite. And so I grabbed the second ear of corn and I handed it to him. I said, here, have a bite of this. And he goes, it just looks terrible. I said, just go ahead, try one bite. He took one bite and you just should have seen his face. My little 23-year-old son's face just lit up. He said, Dad, I got some good news and some bad news. I said, what? He goes, well, the bad news is you're not getting your corn back. The good news is this is the best tasting thing I've ever had. I said, isn't it? You know, so he had the second ear of corn. I only had one. But we had the fries and, you know, all the other stuff. I had a chicken sandwich, which was outrageously wonderful. He had a burger. And he's like loving a burger. I said, I got to have a bite of your burger. It was delicious. It was just scrumptious, delicious. You know, it was really, really good. We had a late lunch. We ate at about 3 o'clock because we'd gone to a sod farm, and then we'd gone down to Fort Myers, and we looked at a lawn and looked at some plants, and you know, that was good. Then we went there and ate. So all week he's saying, Dad, how long would it take us to drive down to Fort Myers to that restaurant for lunch? And I said, you know, I keep saying that, but it's a 2-hour drive there to eat lunch.
And I don't, you know, it's nice, but it's not worth the 2-hour drive. Although I am considering, you know, I went down there with my ex-wife, my second wife, Diane, and I went down there. That's how I found the place. Her and I found the place. This was a couple months ago. I was down there looking at some property. And we just went in there and ate, and I had the corn on the cob. Then it was delicious. And I keep saying to her, we go out and eat once in a while, once or twice a week we'll go out and eat. And she'll say, where do you want to go? I said, how long is it going to take us to get to Fort Myers? That's like the big joke. Well, now it's the big joke with Zach. You know, how long is it going to take us to get down there? So if you're ever in Fort Myers, and don't ask me directions because I'm just not as good as I used to be. Head out like you're going to Pine Island on Pine Island Road. And on the left-hand side of the road, I'd say a mile and a half before you get to Burnt Oak. I think it's Burnt Oak Road, which is a main road that you go north on. But before you get to that, before you get out to the island, on the left-hand side is this the Hurricane. And it's just really cool. And the food is delicious. I highly recommend it. So if you go down there, tell them that, you know, the Garden Geek sent you. And they'll say, who? Because I didn't tell them who I was. I just wandered in there and sat down, you know, wearing my polo shirt and my shorts and my flip-flops. So they don't know who I am. But I've been there a couple times now, and I will definitely go back. But anyway, what I went down there to look at, was a beautiful lawn that had been affected by Rhizoctonia, which is brown patch fungus. And they had it bad. I mean, they really, really, really had it bad. And they had a company that had been spraying fungicides on it on a regular basis, trying to get it under control. And they asked me, I guess someone told them, they're always going to have that area. They're always going to be dealing with it in that area unless they did something radical. And so somebody down there used to listen to my show many, many years ago. I was on a radio station down there, and in Punta Gorda, as a matter of fact, WCCF. And they listened to my show on WCCF. And at that time, 22, 23 years ago, there was a product called Biocide, which is the only product that I ever knew that totally killed and eliminated brown patch fungus. It was called Biocide. And it was manufactured somewhere in Central Florida. And I had gotten introduced to it. I went to a seminar and somebody had the stuff. And they said it was great. And we tried it on fungus, and it was incredible. It just did a marvelous job, and it was the only thing. Well, then I found out what was in it, and it kind of scared me. And by the way, the product is now gone. But one of the things that was in it was, believe it or not, formaldehyde. And it was a stabilized form of formaldehyde, because formaldehyde is not stable, and formaldehyde is very toxic. But the interesting thing about the formaldehyde is once it went into the soil, it turned into a gas which destroyed the fungus. And then it just went away. So it didn't have any lasting effects, except I didn't want to be working with formaldehyde. And I didn't want at that time, I didn't want my employees. I had, you know, 4 employees that were out spraying lawns and fertilizing lawns. I didn't want them working with it. So I had it. And if we had a lawn with brown patch fungus, I would not ask an employee to go out and do it. I would go out and do it myself in a small, you know, truck with a spray tank on it. And I would mix the stuff and I would use it. Well, then it went off the market, just disappeared. And everybody's been trying to bring it back. And somebody brought it back as a nutrient. And the reason I was called down there was to look at this fungus. And I said, is there a possible way we can just buy formaldehyde and put it in the soil? I said, no, because formaldehyde is unstable. These people had a way of stabilizing the formaldehyde. If you do it without doing that, you could kill the lawn, all kinds of things. So their next thing that they're going to do is they're going to dig down and they're going to take out 1.5 feet of the soil, put in new soil, and have a new lawn. How's that? You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19. Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
So have you tried intermittent fasting? I did, and it was very successful, and then I stopped. I have no idea why I stopped. I lost a bunch of weight, and then I stopped. Now I'm doing it again. And I got to tell you, it's seriously working. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Gross. I am your chief geek with a bad back. That's me. And we're going to talk about pesticides in this segment. But I got to tell you, I'm back to the intermittent fasting. I only eat between the hours of noon and 7 p.m. After that, I do not have anything except liquids. That's it. In the morning, no bagel. Man, I miss bagels. Nothing until, you know, noon or later if I can make it, you know, depending upon what I'm doing and how I'm doing it. And I work with my son, who is a type 1 diabetic, who has to have breakfast every morning. So when I pick him up for work, we have to go feed him. And he likes to eat McDonald's breakfast. And I love the bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit. I think it is the most perfect food. I have no idea, but I think it is the most perfect food. But I can't eat it. You know, I can't eat it until after 12 o'clock. So I don't. And you know, it bothered me for a little bit for a while, and you know it did, but I'm fine with it now. And I'm thinking, I have a friend who's doing this, and he doesn't eat until 4 o'clock. He eats between 4 and 7. He essentially eats one meal a day. And he says when you take that step, it'll empower you. You'll lose more weight. And I'm thinking about doing that. You know, I got some doctor's appointments and medical things happening this week and stressful things happening this week. So I probably won't do it until next week. But I'm thinking I'm going to try the 4 till 7 type thing. You know, give that a shot. See what happens. Anyway, the big question is pesticides right now. I've been getting a lot of emails because it's summertime. The bugs are out. People want to know. People want to know about the bugs. So that's what I'm here to do, is I'm here to talk a little bit about the bugs and the pesticide. We're going to talk in this segment primarily about pesticides. And, you know, what are pesticides? Pesticides are things that kill insects, disease, weeds. I mean, in the pesticide family, you've got insecticides, either natural or synthetic, that kill insects. Then you have fungicides that kill fungus, diseases, plant diseases. And then you've got herbicides, which kill plants. Actually kills weeds, or it'll kill any kind of plant. And I've been asked a lot about this week because Roundup's in the news. I guess there was a big lawsuit, and Monsanto lost a whole bunch of money. And I, frankly, can't comment on it because I haven't read up on it and I'm not educated enough to comment. Hopefully next week I will. But it appears as though they've lost a lawsuit to a couple of people who say they got cancer from being exposed to glyphosate. I don't know. I want to read the findings. I want to read the science. That's what I essentially want to do. I want to see what's up and we'll check it out. And I'll get back with you. I'll give you my thoughts. And then there are rodenticides, by the way. That's the next one. Kills rodents. How's that? So these are all these sides, all of these insecticides or herbicides or fungicides or rodenticides. Did I say herbicides? I did. Yes. Anyway, all of these that are in the pesticide family. Now, if we can talk a little bit about insecticides, because that's where the main interest is. What I wanted you to know about insecticides is that in order for an insecticide to exist in the United States, it has to get something called EPA registration. Getting EPA registration is very difficult. It costs now literally hundreds of millions of dollars. Used to cost between $60 and $80 million. Now it's $150, $200, $300 million.
to get a new pesticide registered with the EPA. In order to do that, you got to prove two things to the Environmental Protection Agency. The first and most important is toxicology. Okay? How poisonous is this stuff? How dangerous is this stuff to people and animals and all kinds of things? And for that, you've got to spend a bunch of money on testing. And you have to do what's called LD50 testing. And you want to know what the LD50 is. The LD50 is the lethal dose of this insecticide or whatever it is. They do LD50 testing not only on pesticides, but they do it on medicines. They do it on cologne. I mean, all kinds of shampoo, all kinds of stuff they do LD50 testing on. But how much of this stuff does it take to kill 50% of the test animals that they're testing it on? Now I hear you. They're testing on animals? Yeah, they are. They have to. And usually it's rats. Sometimes it's more than rats, but usually it's rats. 90% of the time it's rats. Maybe 95% of the time it's rats. So they have to establish that. They have to establish and they have to prove exactly how the insecticide kills the insect, or the fungicide kills the fungus, or the rodenticide kills the rat. I guess LD50 on rats, you know, it's different testing. But, you know, how all of these things work, their mode of action. Are they a stomach poison? Are they a contact poison? Are they, you know, do they get in through the respiratory system of the insect? All of these things have to be tested and shown to the EPA. By the way, EPA doesn't do this testing. If you own a pesticide company, you do the testing, because they lay out exactly what they want tested, and you have to do that. And you have to, actually, you can't do it yourself. You have to have a second-party testing company, and there's lots of them out there, or a university, do this testing for you. And then the results are given to EPA. So that's the first thing they want to know, is how toxic it is. The second thing they want to know is how well it works, the efficacy. How much of it does it take to do what they say they want to do? How many ounces of this product does it take to kill bug A? And how do you mix this product? All of those things, efficacy, very important. And again, testing the same way. When this is all done, the EPA then takes all of these test results, analyzes them, and the first thing they do before they issue a label is they issue what is called the signal word for that pesticide. If they feel it's very dangerous, it's going to be a danger pesticide. The next level under that is warning. And then what has been the least toxic has been caution rating. And now they have a whole new class of natural or products that are generally regarded as safe, that are part of the pesticide family. That's relatively new within the past couple of years. So that is how pesticides are made. Now, what kind of pesticide do you want to use? It depends on what kind of an insect, for instance, that you have. Is it a social insect? Is it an insect like an ant? Well, there's a lot of ways to kill ants. There's baits. You can put ant bait down, like Amdro, for instance. If you put that down, ants eat it, and they take it back to the nest, and they feed it to the queen, and everybody dies. Very low toxicity to the environment. Okay? Very, very, very effective way to kill ants. Another way to kill ants, where baiting is not practical, is with a non-repellent insecticide. You spray that in an area where ants are going to travel. They travel through the pesticide, they take it back to the nest, infect all the other ants, and they all die. Another very effective way. Non-repellent insecticides have been around just recently, in the past 10, 15, 20 years, is when they made their thing. And then there's repellent pesticides that you put down to keep the insects away from you. DEET would be an excellent example of that. You slather it all over your skin and you go out and the mosquitoes won't come near you. And there's a bunch of those that are used on plants. There's a bunch of repellents that are used to keep snakes away, all kinds of things like that. So that gives you a general idea about pesticides. My philosophy is I will only use a pesticide that has a caution label. I will not use a pesticide with a warning or a danger, be that a natural or a chemical pesticide. There are natural pesticides that actually have a danger warning on them. I won't use them. Caution rating or generally regarded as safe. You're listening to Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Gross.
Less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Here's important new information from the Diabetes Solution Center for you, a family member, or a loved one suffering with diabetes. If you have lost your provider, or if you need a provider for diabetic supplies, you may qualify to receive your diabetic testing supplies now with little or no out-of-pocket cost, regardless of your age. All you need is Medicare or private insurance to be potentially eligible. Call the Diabetes Solution Center right now for details. Just takes a couple of minutes. Our friendly, knowledgeable agents will give you free, no-obligation information, handle all the insurance paperwork, and make sure your supplies are delivered directly to your door for free.
Call U.S. Medical Supply 24 hours a day. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. 800-597-9323. Call right now. 800-597-9323.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-350-3241. 800-350-3241. That's 800-350-3241. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19. Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC-32. Establishment of a plan may adversely affect the individual's credit rating or credit scores. Non-payment of debt may lead creditors to increase finance charges or collections activity, including litigation.
Biz Talk Radio.
Specific bug questions that have come my way. We'll touch on both of them. Hi, everybody. How are you? Welcome to the show. This is Ask the Garden Geek. My name is Michael Gross, and I am the Chief Geek. You know, just getting used to my new microphone. You know, we're building a relationship together, this new microphone. This is a Rode Procaster microphone. And it is really nice. I'm getting used to it. I've had to, you know, really spend some time talking into it and adjusting things on the mixer. And, you know, getting the compressor. I got to do some voice compression with it. That we're still eking our way together. But I think we're in for a long-term relationship. Definitely in for a long-term relationship. So if I'm just liking this. It wasn't a cheap microphone. It was an expensive microphone, and I bought it myself. The people who make this like a year ago tried to send me one to try out, and I if I liked it, they were going to give me one. I said, no, because what if I don't like it? And then I went to a seminar, and I tried one at a seminar over in Orlando. And I liked it, and then I just pulled the trigger and bought one. And now if I get mad at it, I can say bad things about it. You know, and I might. You never know. You never know. I mean, we had a few, you know, missteps on our first couple of dates. But all in all, you know, I'm feeling very positive. Very, very, very positive. All right. First question that comes through is, Michael, I've got fire ants. How do I get rid of them in my yard? I've got 2 acres. There are anthills in many locations. All right. You got 2 acres. Spraying 2 acres is going to cost you a bunch of money. And I hesitate to say how effective it's going to be. If it were me, and it's not me, but if it were me, I would use Amdro. And everybody's afraid of Amdro. Everybody says Amdro doesn't work. And that is because everybody uses Amdro incorrectly. Everybody that I've seen, and by the way, I see this over and over and over. And the more I try and educate people on it, I just can't seem to break through. So I'm going to try it again now. Amdro works every time if you do it right. How do you do it right? You take your little bottle of Amdro, and you take the top of it off, right? And you take a spoon, not a spoon that you eat out of, a measuring spoon, okay? You don't use stuff that you eat with pesticides. Use commercial measuring spoon. And I take and I put a little bit next to the mound. I make a little tiny pile. One, and then everybody wants to use more than one little tiny bit. No, don't do that. One little dab next to the mound. You walk out on that 2 acres that you got. You say you got 30 mounds. You just go out there and you put a tablespoon at most, probably less, at each mound.
next to it. Everybody throws it on top of the mound. And they get all excited when they throw it on top of the mound because the soldier ants come flying out of the mound and they grab it and they say, oh, it's going to work. No. If you sit there and you watch them, and I have, my students and I, we did this 20-some years ago. No, close to 30 years ago. We did this with Amdro. We, you know, some students threw it on the mound. I said, all right, we're all going to sit here and watch the ants. Ants came out. They looked at it as a threat because you were threatening the mound with it. And then they hauled it off the mound. They just hauled it off, and they never went to it again. They didn't eat it. They didn't take it back to feed it to the queen. That was it. So if you do it this way, it always works. Now, there used to be a better ant bait out called Logic. That had a insect growth regulator, an insect growth regulator. It's a good thing I don't edit, because I'd be spending a lot of time editing as I mispronounce phenoxycarb, or I mispronounce insect growth regulator. But it had this insect growth regulator called phenoxycarb in it, which was just more effective. Same thing though, you just put a little tiny bit, and even less when you have that product, you use less. But it's no longer available; it's gone. So you take the Amdro and just put a little tiny bit next to the mound. Do not put it on the mound. And then my students and I sat and watched as we did this. And sure enough, eventually, you know, we didn't sit there the whole time, but we'd come back and check. And eventually, the foragers went out and they found it. And the next thing you know, our little pile of Amdro is all gone. Because they've taken it back to the nest, and they feed it to the queen. And when the queen dies, everybody dies. It's just disruptive, and the fire ant's gone. It is a very low toxicity product, which is much better than spraying on an acre, 2 acres of land, you know, hundreds of gallons of pesticide, which may or may not work. And it's just very effective, and it's very cost effective. Now, real quick, how much time we got? Not a lot. So how much time? Oh, gosh, not many. Fleas. People are asking me, is there a product that I recommend for flea control in a house and outside a house? Outside the house, anything will work, but don't spray the whole yard. You only want to treat where there is bare soil because that is where the fleas breed outside. And fleas, by the way, only breed on your animals. But outside, the area that you want to treat, there's that area next to the fence where the big dogs go and lie and there's no grass there. There's tons of flea larvae in there. You want to treat in there. Inside the house, you're going to have to buy this on Amazon. Here's the name. It's called Alpine Bed Bug and Flea. Never mind the bed bug aspect of it. It's not that good for bed bugs. I guess it's okay. I don't have any experience with it. Let's put it that way. But I will tell you, I've been a state-certified pest control operator in the state of Florida since 1977. Yeah, that's when I got certified, 1977. I have never, ever used a product as good as Alpine Bed Bug and Flea inside a house. Believe it or not, it's an aerosol, but it's not a fogger. You hold it upside down. And you spray the carpeting. My son, Zach, has a cat named Carson at his apartment, and they had fleas real bad. You know, the first thing you got to do is you got to treat the pet. You know, so you treat the pet, not with Alpine, but with whatever you get from your vet. But we went in, and we sprayed this, and there was fleas all over his house, man. Went in and just sprayed this on his carpeting and on his furniture. Boom. Fleas gone. Didn't come back. One application. Find it on Amazon. This is Ask the Garden Geek. I'm Michael Gross.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.